Here's what Charles Darwin had to say about the human eye. Quote, to suppose that the eye, with all its contrivances for adjusting the focus to different distances, for admitting different amounts of light, and for the correction of spherical and chromatic aberration, could have formed by natural selection, seems, I freely confess, absurd in the highest degree possible. End quote. You know, the human eye represents the core of irreducible complexity. The human eye is enormously complicated. It's a perfect and interrelated system of about 40 individual subsystems, including the retina, pupil, iris, cornea, lens, optic nerve. For instance, the retina has approximately 137 million special cells that respond to light and send messages to the brain. About 130 million of these cells look like rods and handle the black and white vision. The other 7 million are cone-shaped and allow us to see in color. The retina cells receive light impressions, which are translated to electric pulses and sent to the brain via the optic nerve. A special section of the brain called the visual cortex interprets the pulses to color, contrast, depth, etc., which allows us to see pictures of our world. Incredibly, the eye, the optic nerve, and the visual cortex are totally separate and distinct subsystems. Yet together, they capture, deliver, and interpret up to 1.5 million pulse messages a millisecond. It would take dozens of Cray supercomputers programmed perfectly and operating together flawlessly to even get close to performing this task. See, what's so powerful to me is that if all the separate subsystems aren't present and performing perfectly at the same exact instant, the eye won't work and has no purpose at all. Logically, it would be impossible for random processes operating through gradual mechanisms of natural selection and genetic mutation to create 40 separate subsystems when they provide no advantage to the whole until the very last state of development and interrelation. Just thinking.